Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to My Little Pony Talk. It is Friday, February 18th. I'm your host, Pandora Rose, and this is my co-host,
Lollycat. Had to think about that date, did you?
Having a small issue. I went to log on using Skype. And evidently, Skype is down.
I was wondering what happened there. You didn't seem to be quite there on time. Just a few seconds late.
Yeah, because normally what I've been doing is I've been kind of like, you know, just going ahead, setting it up, getting myself into queue, and I'll have it set to where I'm hearing myself. I'm hearing everything that's going on. And I'm just kind of sitting and waiting for that theme song to come on. And once the theme song comes on, that's when I'm at my computer.
Huh.
But evidently, Skype is actually down tonight. So.
Well, glad that you had a backup plan.
Yeah, I went and I grabbed my phone.
Yeah, no. Down with technology, just use the phone. See, they just overcomplicated everything.
Well, actually, because since everyone says they can hear me so much better when I'm hosting the other way, am I correct?
That's true. You're definitely... clearer, I suppose.
Okay. Give
that's
me...
That's what you're wondering about. Yeah, I'd say you're clearer when you're on the when you're on Skype.
Okay. Give me two real quick seconds because it looks like it just came back up, okay?
Okay. We'll just wait for you.
I'll be right back.
Okay. La 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 waiting and waiting. You would think if I was a creative kind of person, I would think of something really great to say here, but I'm tired. It's been a long day.
Hello?
Hey, she's back. Are you there? Can you hear me now? And she's
not back.
Can
anyone hear me?
Yeah, I could hear you. Can you hear me?
Hello?
So, once again, we're having technical difficulties. This is like... Wow, it brings back memories, doesn't it? Remember those first few shows where technical difficulties were a regular feature? Ah, good times. Shall we just reminisce? Time warp. Technical difficulties. Oh, Panda, you funny girl. I may wind up being the host, and of course that would be problematic because I am not actually logged in to allow anybody to call. Wonder what we'll do about that. Well, tonight we're going to talk about the rest of the Colombian ponies. That's the plan. We're going to finish up Colombia so that we can say fond farewell to our latest edition of discoveries in the G1s, and then next week we're going to be moving on to Japan, and there is apparently a lot going on in Japan, so we're going to have a whole show just about Japan because, well, we just love Japan. And Kitten says, that's awesome. Kitten is sick. She's not doing very well today, and we had to go to the doctor and everything else, so you know Japan is awesome if she gathers enough strength to call from her sick bed. That is awesome. So we're excited about that. And I don't even know where we're at with the Colombian ponies right now, but I know that we're going to talk about them. And we'll have Pony Jeannie on later. That's always a real treat because she is so much more exuberant than I am. I'm real good with the whole, you know, cynical, wow, you people need to get real. And she's good with the whole, yay! And, well, Panda's just, she's good at laughing. And, well, she keeps us going when she's actually here. And now I kind of know how she felt that very first show when she was like, wow, I've got a show and I'm talking and I don't know what to do. It's not fair when somebody throws this in your lap. Well, you're just sitting there waiting and letting me ramble. I mean, come on. I'm like, I'm going to have to think of something. I'm going to start talking about Farmville or something. I have no idea where I was going. And she laughs. She laughs. Yeah. Like she put herself on mute or something. I hear a hello, and then I hear nothing, and then I hear laughs, and I hear nothing. Nice. Way to put me on the spot. Completely unprepared.
I have no clue what is wrong tonight, but I just could not get Blog Talk to connect properly.
Yeah, well, are you properly connected now?
Yes.
Are you on the phone or are you on Skype?
I'm on the phone.
All right, good. Let's not play with that anymore.
Yeah. Because, I mean, come on, that was one of the reasons why I upgraded was just so that I could take and use the Skype, and I can't use it tonight.
Yeah, well, you know, you could always try again later, and then I can go back to my world domination plan, you know, but it's a plan. Plan meaning you have to know in advance that you're planning to do this. I didn't know. I was very unprepared, which is why I am not very successful at world domination, I guess, because you probably have to, like, be like one of those opportunists going, window of opportunity, I now take over the world. And I'm just not that person, I guess. Sorry, world,
yeah.
You're just going to have to live without me being in charge. Is she okay?
Okay, so evidently there is probably a problem with Blog Talk because Ms. Gadiman, who's in the chat room, said it took her 3 tries to get into the chat room.
I didn't even attempt to get on Blog Talk. You know, as a matter of fact, Blog Talk was having some technical difficulties. I was checking in on Blog Talk a few days ago to check our reporting, and I could not log in either. That's what it was. I was downloading from iTunes. I was trying to get make sure I was up to date with having all the downloaded episodes on iTunes, and it wasn't downloading some of the episodes. And so I went to Blog Talk to see what was going on, and I couldn't get on Blog Talk either. So I think Blog Talk's having some stuff. Just so you know, when you want to download something off iTunes, apparently iTunes is reliant on being able to connect directly with Blog Talk at that time. They don't. So if you're getting it, if you're having problems getting it from iTunes, it means there's something going on at the Blog Talk site, and you just need to try again later. Because then I went back later, and it was okay. And I was able to get it. So it's good to know. You know,
oh, yeah,
for somebody to miss out on getting episodes or thinking, you know, something's wrong with iTunes. And it's not iTunes, it's Blog Talk.
Yeah, definitely. Here's something wrong with Blog Talk tonight. Okay. Yeah, one of the great things about having the premium package is that you get to actually chat with tech support live instead of just sending them an email.
Oh, really? Yes.
Yes.
Doing it live on the show is really the best time to multitask.
Well, no, I meant you can just talk to tech support live, period, at any point in time, so.
Hmm.
Versus
well,
the
that is definitely handy. Yeah, that is definitely handy.
Definitely, definitely. But I'm actually going to really quickly, I'm just asking if there is a problem with Blog Talk tonight, simply because, I mean, I don't want people trying to log in and going, we can't log in. That way we can kind of update the boards as to what's going on. You get my drift?
Sure, whatever you say.
Okay, now we're all going to move.
Moving.
Wee. Wee, we're all taking a trip to my kitchen.
Oh, exciting.
Yes, it is, it is. His laptop is coming with me. So, did you get anything interesting in the mail, say, today?
You're not supposed to talk about that online or on the phone. We didn't talk about the other ones on the phone, but I did get a wonderful handmade scarf with some other things attached. It came from a certain person about 2 months late, but we got it. It was awesome.
Hey, we talked about everyone else's boxes.
No, I don't recall talking about what everybody like sent in stuff, did we? Okay, maybe we
yeah,
did.
We don't.
I you know, it was so long ago, Panda. I just don't remember.
Well, how about this?
She
Let
but you know, to be
it.
Fair, you did hand knit the scarf. So that took time, you know, understandably so.
That's not knitting, that's crocheting. Completely different beast.
Crocheting's easier than knitting. You were, you know, should have stuck with the knitting. I crochet. Crochet is definitely easier than knitting. Knitting is confusing.
It's easy once you figure it out, once you learn.
Knitting?
But anything, actually. Let me rub the teapot. Let me see if I can find us a magic genie. How's that?
Oh, that would just make my day, because I'm very tired and not my usual with itself, just because, you know, poor kitten isn't
well,
feeling well, and moms don't uh-huh. handle it well when their babies are sick.
Well, let me start a rubbing. Darn it. Oh, hello, pony people.
Yay,
hello.
Pony Genie.
Pony joy to the world. TGIF.
Yeah. How about some pony feel better soon joy for kitten?
Pony chicken soup?
Pony chicken soup. I don't know. That sounds kind of gross. I don't want to eat ponies.
Pony love is the cure for what ails ya.
Always
kitten.
Always
feel better, sweetheart.
Okay, yeah, she'll feel better. Pony Genie says feel better. She's sending you pony joy sprinkles, feel better sprinkles.
I think she fell asleep. Love, love. Yeah. Well, that's good. Let her rest then.
Yeah, I hope she fell asleep. It's been a really rough day.
Are you having like a summertime day today where you are?
Yes, we are.
We're having
what
a weird
you,
heat wave. It's
yeah,
a heat
it's
wave.
Very strange. It's like 70 degrees or something today.
Uh-huh. And tomorrow's going to be back down in, like, the 40s. But everybody just stripped off all their clothes today and ran around in shorts and tank tops and mini dresses and flip-flops. And it's the middle of February, unless I'm,
that just
know,
does not usually
confused.
Happen in the middle of February.
I checked
sure
my
we
calendar.
Get, we get Valentine's a couple warm days. Days, but that was definitely a little weird today.
Valentine's Day was just a few days ago. It's supposed to be freezing cold this time of year, and instead, well, I think that's what gives everybody the sniffles.
I mean, you can hear it in me, right? I'm a
little
rusty. Yeah, this is like an allergy nightmare,
too. That's what causes it. This is actually what causes those mid-season sniffles, is just sudden changes in the weather.
Yeah, you get sweaty and then you get chilled, and then your body says, WTF, and then, you know, next thing you know, you're sick.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was just asking little Alley Cat, did she get a box in the mail today?
Oh, is
I'm betting a few people got boxes in the mail.
I think there's a box here. Let me go look up in the spout of the teapot. I think I left it there. Why, yes, there is a box.
Have you opened said box?
I have opened the box. Inside the box are many things. First thing I encountered was a dryer sheet, and I said, okay, that's different.
Is that
but underneath
what
that, yeah, it's a little dryer sheet. Makes everything smell April fresh. Yes, there's a beautiful knitted
and
purple.
Jill,
you got purple, too? I got purple as well.
I got a purple scarf.
Everyone got purple.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's soft and it's fuzzy. And did you get socks, too? I got
yes,
socks.
I got Christmas socks. And that was really kind of funny. Okay, I got to tell you. Getting Christmas socks a couple days after Valentine's Day is a unique experience.
What was Christmassy about them?
They had reindeer and Christmas designs on them.
Oh, okay. My socks are red with pink stripes on it and red bows on the top.
Oh, no. Mine have, like reindeer and trees or something.
Those are
on
still
them.
Christmas socks. They're kind of like elf socks.
They're sort of all-purpose socks. They're knee socks. They have green toes. I guess you could call that Christmassy, red and green. And, wait, under that is a pair of Dr. Seuss socks. This
oh, cool.
I got Dr. Seuss.
The only reason why she got two pairs of socks was I saw the Dr. Seuss, and it was like, oh, my God, that is the Pony Genie.
And you know I love Dr. Seuss, right?
Who doesn't love Dr.
Why do you
Seuss?
Think?
Well, I especially love Dr. Seuss. I love Dr. Seuss with, like, you know, super, super duper love. But, yeah,
aww.
Horton Hears a Who is awesome. I remember a person is a person, no matter how small.
Mm-hmm.
And these are really cute, and I plan to wear them. I think I will wear them tonight. I'm going to throw them at Trax because he's going after you to wash right now.
Oh, thank you for reminding me. In the hubbub in the hubbaloo, I forgot that I had stuff in the dryer.
And the rest of it I have not opened because I only just got in from work like 15 minutes ago. I was waiting in the queue for a while. Is everything okay with the, you know, show and everything?
Technical difficulties.
I figured that.
Actually, I think Blog Talk is actually having some major issues tonight. Because I tried going on via Skype like I normally do, but it wouldn't let me in.
Ooh, what's this? I just opened a crocheted thing.
Isn't it
I'm trying to do this one-handed.
I bet you I know what it is. I bet you it's the same thing I got.
Small. It's small. It fits in the palm of your hand. Is it for me or is it for Pony?
It could be
both. It's for me.
It's for both.
Oh, okay. It's for me. It's a hair thingy.
But it could also be a pony skirt.
Yeah, I could totally put this around a pony's waist, you know, and call it a skirt.
Have you guys looked at my handmade posts on both boards?
Yeah, I remember you emailed us that.
What boards? I fell down a flower hole 2 weeks ago. You know, I have not had a day off in 13 days.
Oh.
Is it any wonder I've got the sniffles? I pretty much just moved into the floral shop. So that everybody and their honey could have roses on Valentine's Day. But tomorrow is my day off, and I am sleeping all day. Because I can. And there's nobody going to tell me I got to get up for anything. oh, I'm going to put this on right now. Hold on a minute. I got to put the phone down so I can put this. I've got to put my hair up. Hold on.
This is a Gatorade. You want some water?
Okay. Call in Q is taking a long time to
now I got
come
my hair up. I got
to
move the top of your head 1980s ponytail. Love it. Thank you, honey.
Well, I will say that you three are the first people to get the handmade by Pandora Rose 3 newest line of items.
Oh, I love hair accessories. You know I love hair accessories. Most pony gals do. It's all about the hair, honey. Things to do with it. Things to stick in your hair. Oh, you know, last week I got cut off. I had to hang up. I was calling from work, but I wanted to congratulate Yum Yum and Blackest Bird on winning the Valentine's Day contest. And, well, anyway, I was wondering if you guys had happened to PM or email both of those guys or if I should do it.
That's why I sent you the information. I said that you would contact them soon with your
okay
pony list.
That's all I need to know.
Yep.
Tomorrow's my day off. I'm on it. I'll be in touch, you guys, so you can redeem your prizes. Yeah, I'd sent you the list to send to them. That's all right. I'll take care of it on my own.
I don't recall getting the list.
Well, I emailed it to you. Do you use Hotmail? Or is it
yeah,
email?
Yeah, I use Hotmail.
I think I send everything to your
Hotmail.
I may have gotten lost. There were so many emails coming from, like, the trio this week that it might have gotten disheveled in there.
Yeah, I know. Haven't I just been emailing a lot this week?
Yeah.
Can we tell?
I did a lot of that the other day, too. Reply all, reply all, reply all.
Yeah. Yeah, so with everything that I got this week, it might have been accidentally overlooked.
Okay.
But I had told Yum Yum and Blackest Bird that you would be contacting them with the list and figured,
cool,
you know.
On it.
Okay.
They're both my friends on the Trading Post, so I can get them really easy because they're my friends.
Right.
They're on my friends list.
Just because they were
okay
friends doesn't mean we were partial. Like,
FYI.
It's like family members and employees may not apply.
I'm like Tom from MySpace. Only
you're friends
only
with everybody.
Friends. I think I friend everybody in the joint.
I need you guys to quiet down for one quick second, okay? I just found out from Blog Talk, chat is having a problem due to an Adobe update that came out 2 days ago. So.
Well,
so
let's talk about some ponies then, since we can't do anything else.
Well, I just sure I get that out there because Ms. Gadiman said she had to do it 3 times just to get into the chat room. So,
if we can't chat, what can we do?
What do you mean if we can't chat?
Well, the chat room's not working, you said? Ms. Gadiman can't chat?
Well, we can still chat
Ms.
to each
Gadiman
other. What am I? Am I chopped liver now?
No, I'm talking
Ms.
about
Gadiman,
the show isn't working right. So if the chat room's not
Ms.
working
Gadiman
right.
Ms. Gadiman is in the chat room.
Hello,
and that's
Ms.
the only
G
person that's in there right now. So.
Oh, no. Somebody
because
get in there and join Mrs. G. She's all alone in the
well,
chat.
Well, I'm in there.
Holding up
well,
the
I'm
wall.
In there,
she's not alone, is she?
Well, she's alone with people to talk to because I got to pay attention to have 12 other things. So
only 12? Boy, you got it easy, girl.
No message.
All right, in pony news, you know it was Toy Fair this week. It started on Monday, I think, and they introduced to the world. They unveiled a bunch of new toys. Did anybody
yes
happen to go and look at the threads,
I was very
on,
disappointed.
On your board of choice. What were you disappointed about, Little Alley Cat? Will you explain? What were you hoping for that you did not see this year?
I was hoping for more new characters that we had been seeing from the show. They only introduced one more character, and it was a pink pony. I'm like, oh God. It's like
it was a unicorn, though.
Yeah, but it's pink. It's like the three ponies that they've made outside of the, I guess, I don't want to use the word core because I think I'm permanently scarred from using that word. Out of the main characters that we've seen so far, the only other three that they've come out with have been like purple and pink. And I'm like, gosh, move away from that. And I was also a little disappointed that the playset, I mean, like the big playset, which is supposed to be, guessing, like the carousel. There was a carousel playset, but it's big. It takes up a good amount of real estate, probably looks like, from the pictures that it would take up. I don't know if it would take up quite as much space as, like, the Mermaid Castle thing does, but all you can do is put three ponies on it. There's a window to, like, put some treats, and you can stand on the roof. I'm like, wow, that's really rather lame. Like, I was hoping for something kind of more magical, like maybe, like Twilight Sparkle's library tree, you know, and they could, you know, maybe do stuff there, you know, it'd be like a home and it's also a place where they could play or do stuff. I mean, there was so much more they could have done other than, you know, and it's not even like the windows are like, you know, magically dispense treats or anything like that. Literally, you can sit three ponies on a disc and spin them in a circle. There's a window where you could pass something through the window, and you can sit on the balcony on top of the roof. And I'm going, that's it? Really? That's it? That's the big playset. That is horrible. That is so blah. They had so many other things that they could do. Like, I really don't like AJ's barn. Really kind of disappointed that it was so flat. You know, the other stuff that they didn't have with the toy show that we've seen some previews for, like the tent, is like really skinny. Like, I don't even know if a pony can get in the tent, so it's kind of weird. I don't know what they're doing with this whole playset line that's just very unnatural, like very not playset-y, if you will.
Do you think they reused designs from, like, Ponyville and sort of just reworked them to accommodate the new gals?
No, not so much that. No, I'm not even getting that vibe. I just think that they've got a playset designer that needs to go back to school.
How about the cars? Did you like the cars?
No. Well, they're kind of cute, but, God, more wheels, more ponies. I was very disappointed. They would be cute if there was new ponies with it, but they're recycling the ponies again. Again, we don't want to have seven Pinkie Pies. No matter how much we might like Pinkie Pie now, I don't want seven of her or any of the other characters. And so they used main characters again. It's like, you know, it's the Simpsons episode where Lisa has to comes out with the cool doll, and everybody wants to get the Malibu Stacy because she has a new hat. You know, it's the freaking, you know, forget the new and cool.
I love that episode.
That was a great episode, but that's what I feel like we're getting from Hasbro right now. I feel like we're getting Malibu Stacy with a new hat. I don't give a frick about the hat anymore.
You didn't like Cheery Lee with the schoolhouse, with the little slide and the desk with the books and the apples?
Maybe I missed that part, but it was so small. That wasn't too bad, but again, the playset, the way they're constructing them is just really kind of, that might have been the most exciting thing I saw.
A pet shop or, you know, something like another line would use. They don't seem very pony to me in some way.
And I haven't seen them in other lines either. That's the other thing, because we're pretty up on Little's Pet Shop, at least for a while there. Kitten was liking them when she was a little younger. So I still notice them, but I haven't noticed that particular style anywhere. I haven't really checked out every single one of their lines.
I have a very quick question.
What?
When was Cheery Lee introduced on the show?
She wasn't.
She hasn't been yet, but it's only a matter of time before she is.
And who are the other two?
Yeah, because, I mean,
There's two other characters that we know about.
They showed Scootaloo, but she doesn't have her symbol yet. And I forget who the other baby pony is.
It was
Apple Bloom.
It was Apple Bloom. Yeah, right. Sweetie Belle and soon to be called Scootaloo.
Well, there is a whole other slew of...
Well, they were babies.
Yes, they're babies.
As far as the
they
play at the that we've seen being brought out in the toys. We haven't seen Apple Bloom yet. We've got a Scootaloo coming. That was the other thing. That play set that we saw pictures of was supposed to be, it says Apple Bloom on it, but it's clearly,
yeah, it says it, but
it's
clearly not.
Clearly Scootaloo. It is not Apple Bloom. And that was disappointing because I was really, 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 really looking forward to a little Apple Bloom doll. So hopefully either they will correct that or maybe she'll be out with another playset.
How about the little tricycle with
the tricycles
face?
Are kind
Blood
of cute,
stuff.
But again, I don't like that they come with dolls that we already have. They already come ponies that are already released.
I don't really like the way they put, Rainbow Dash on a little skateboard with wings holding a basket with a baby turtle in it. She's not a cutesy-wootsy little pony. She's a sporty action pony. She should have totally an action play set where she can just go wild.
Yeah, and
okay.
They kind of feel like they're rehashing an old idea. You know what? And that the other thing, the remote control car, I'm like, come on, really? Nobody gives a crud about the remote control cars. Nobody cares about the cars. Of all the G3 stuff, everybody's like hiding their scooters someplace. Nobody cares about the scooters. I mean, we bring them out for the Maryland Pony Meet for the scooter races for fun,
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, we race them and we crash them.
Yeah, I mean, that's how much we care about them as far in that regard is that, you know, it's demolition derby time at the Maryland Pony Meet. That's another thing. We need to make a whole demolition derby ring to complement the whole scooter track, you know, where at the end of the scooter track when they fly off the end, they, like, go right into the demolition derby pit. You know, that would be awesome. I think I'm gonna suggest that to Joel.
I get the feeling the photos I saw and the photos I'm looking at, for those people listening that are going, what are you talking about? Go to ASMZINE.com. ASMZINE. And that's where
as a matter of fact, I'll go there
photos.
Too.
Yeah.
So we can all be on the
and
same page.
Right there. Find the section for Hasbro, then go to My Little Pony, and you'll see the gallery. I think they have totally separate people working on the toys as from, you know, designing toys. They're not talking to the Lauren Faust and people that do the TV series because, I mean, Spike
yeah, there's no way.
Rainbow Dash, and in the toy, they gave Rainbow Dash this cutesy little kitten that rides in the back. I mean, I like kittens. Nothing wrong with kittens. Kittens in the back of the scooter is cute, but come on, let's have some continuity.
Oh, God. You know what's so funny? I'm looking at the pictures again now, and I just realized this. This has been one of their quality control issue problems, particularly with Twilight Sparkle, is having two different colored head and a different colored body. It's just like so many people are reporting this problem with their Twilight Sparkle, including us. We have a bi-colored Twilight Sparkle. And if you look at the picture of the close-up of Rainbow Dash on her skateboard with the basket or scooter or whatever that's supposed to be, in the background you see Twilight Sparkle's version in her box, and she's bi-colored. She's screwed up in the box at the toy show. I mean, they couldn't get her right even for that. That's awesome.
Yeah, that is pretty bad.
That's awesome. No, I love that. That's just, you know, that's golden.
I would say to Hasbro, can you please make Rainbow Dash's playset 20% more cooler?
Yeah,
and I'll be happy.
More. Let me look at this schoolhouse. See, this really bugs me. It's a very, it's so two-dimensional. It's about as cute as anything we've seen. But when you look at this, this is a very flat playset. Like Applejack's barn, it's so flat. You really, I feel like everything will fall over if you try to play with it at all. If you try to open the door to AJ's barn, the whole thing crashes over. There's no sturdiness, no real playability to the set.
Well, actually, no, there is a playability. Wait, there is a playability. You want to know what that is? The tornado that whips through Ponyville.
There you go.
Tornado
totally
makes
comes
sense. To visit. He comes to visit from the UK. There you go.
And I also noticed, okay, now Applejack gets this carriage, this little apple carriage, I guess. And it also has a hook in the front, just like Rarity's carriage does, which leads me to say, okay, what's going to be in the front? You know, if they all got these, like, hooks, who's pulling the train, you know? I feel like somebody's missing from this thing. Like when they had the breezies with the G3s, and there was the main carriage that the Breezies could hook up to that was driven by the ponies. You know what I'm talking about?
Breezy trains?
There was the Breezy trains, but the Breezy trains,
yeah,
they could all hook on to the main cart that the ponies had. There were two carts, like little car carriage thing. There were carriages. They had like birds on the front that... That's
oh, yeah,
the Breezy
like a carriage, right, pulled by
the Breezy trains are supposed to hook onto those. And here we're seeing these carts. We see Rarities, and now we see Applejacks. What are they supposed to hook onto? They've got, you know, something's going on there that's not totally connecting all the dots for me, you know? They got something up their sleeves, but they haven't introduced it.
Well, hopefully, maybe they're holding that off till the convention.
Okay, if you say so. Maybe it's an idea. I'm sure they have other stuff in the works, like somebody else had mentioned. We haven't seen everything at the toy show. I mean, we've seen other product pictures outside of the toy fair. So... Obviously, this isn't everything that they have in the works, but I found
right.
it kind of anticlimactic, particularly if for no other reason the lack of new characters and the two-dimensional feel to the playsets, the very limited choices going on with these playsets. The cute one, which is the schoolhouse, looks like it'll blow over and you really can't play with it. And the one that you can play with, you can barely do anything with. It's so uninspired. You know, they could have done something cooler. So that's my take on the overall thanks, but really. And I just love the two-tone Twilight Sparkle, you know, in the back there. That's awesome.
Yeah, that kind of stuff has got a long precedent of happening. Remember it used to happen with G1s, too.
Mm-hmm.
Certain G1s are prone to that.
Oh, that's what comes with two unicorn. Is that supposed to be Rarity that comes with the playset as well? Or is that a new one? I can't remember what people...
It says two unicorns, but isn't one of them back there pink and it's not Twilight Sparkle?
Right, the pink one is new, but Rarity is on the front of the package as far as a picture of Rarity down there in the corner. So I'm guessing that it's Rarity.
I hope they bring back another G1 character, like Twilight. That would be cool.
I don't care who they bring back as long as it's not pink.
Well, too late. It's pink. There's the
they need. They need to bring Minty. Minty needs to come back. Everybody loves Minty. I don't even care if it's G1
or G3.
Wait until next holiday season. They'll bring her.
This from the person who did not want any Core 7 to be involved in the show.
I don't. What are you talking about? This isn't Core 7. We're talking about the Hub Ponies. We're talking about Hub Ponies. Minty isn't Core 7.
She was part of Core 7.
No, she was not. Everybody complained that Minty was not part of Core 7.
I thought she was.
No, she was not. Only at Christmas time would you see her. And even then, she dropped off the face of the planet, I think, during the last Christmas. She wasn't even released anymore. She was not Core 7, and boy, was that a... I loved Minty G3. I could take a million Minty G3s, but she was not Core 7.
Hmm. Okay.
Do I need to run down the Core 7 for you?
No, you don't. Pinkie Pie, Rainbow Dash, Scootaloo, Cheerilee, Sweetie Belle, Starslong, and Tularula. That's your 7.
There you go. They forever burned into our brains.
It's true. You see them a million times, you get to know them. But, yeah, Minty was sort of like the honorary number 8.
that did not nearly make enough appearances compared to the rest of them. But I guess in hindsight, that's good. They didn't destroy her.
She's the reason why pony collectors all give each other socks at Christmas.
Yeah.
Thank Minty for that one.
Yeah, I do really love the persona that Minty has taken on in Kimono's townhouse.
Oh.
Definitely awesome.
Minty is adorable, and I just happen to mention her right now because I'm holding my new socks and loving them and trying to coordinate an outfit around them for tomorrow. I'm going to a comic book show, so stripy socks are definitely a cool thing to wear, especially when they have little ribbons on them.
Yeah,
I'm
going
to sew ribbons
on
some more of my socks.
That would be very you.
They're freaking cute, man. Oh, excuse me, I need to blow my nose. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Where did my phone go? My other phone. I had a phone. I even had a message on it. I've been so... I almost wasn't going to be able to call in today. I didn't think I was going to make it. I know you're so happy I'm here. Yay, everybody. So, we're going to actually talk about Columbia ponies?
Let's finish Columbia ponies, and then we can talk about whatever.
Yeah, right? Because, you know, people hear us talk about whatever all the time.
And we have gotten some feedback on our show, and I know at least one person said, I like it when they talk about ponies.
Yes, did you guys notice I put that post out? I think it's hilarious. I put out the post on the pink and the blue boards saying, hey, you know, who the heck is listening to us? Because... just in February alone, guys, we've had like over 3,000 downloads. So obviously, we're like halfway through February. So I'm going, who are these people? What? Give us some feedback. You know, come on, let your voices be heard. Just check in. You know, I want to know that this is real. And two people respond. I'm going, wow, how do you get 3,000 downloads and two responses? You know, it's like, this is amazing, people. This is so awesome. Tell us what you like, what you don't like.
Daughters and dogs and football and coffee. We do talk ponies from time to time, and that seems to be what people like. So here we go.
And if you look at our numbers for the shows that probably get the most downloads,
they can't look at our numbers.
it seems like they really like it when we do special shows talking about a lot of ponies. You know, so we should probably talk more ponies. I think we've said this a few times, that we were like going to talk about ponies and then get into the chit-chat afterwards so that people that really just want the ponies would get it, and then people that really actually like us could then continue to listen to us. But I don't think we ever actually put that plan into practice.
Oh, should we give Summer props for her convention coming up? You know, tickets just went on sale, all you collectors, if you live in the United States. You can now buy tickets for the National My Little Pony Fair and Convention 2011. They're going to have it up in Rhode Island this year. So check out the website. Anybody know Summer's website off the top of their head?
Isn't it MyLittlePonyCollector.com?
No. It's called...
No, seriously.
She bought a new URL. It's MyLittlePonyCon.com.
She changed it.
You need to know. Yeah, because the other one belonged to the former organizer.
And now the other one is gone, too. But the other one's defunct as well. So now neither one of them are doing anything.
What are you talking about?
My Little Pony Collectors? My Little Pony Collector.com has not worked in forever. Ever.
Okay. I'm a Dream Valley girl, so I always go to Dream Valley when I want to know something about ponies.
You had the Pony Collecting site and you had Summer's site, and there was like one with collectors and one was collector. You know, one floral, one not. And now neither one of them are in existence.
That's all right. I never went to either of them anyway. Dream Valley has always been around.
Yeah, you gotta love him.
And she finally expanded. You know, she added the G2 and G3 a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it hasn't been updated in a few years. Because if you look,
it's
she's still got some G2s to sell.
Yeah,
I like her site
too,
though.
Yeah, she's still got G2s to sell. But that's okay. I mean, one day she'll get around to it. I talk to Kimberly now and then, and, well, you know, she's busy writing books. That's her thing right now that have nothing to do with ponies. She writes books, and she's doing quite well with that. You know, she's a published author, and... Well, you can expand around her Dream Valley website. If you go outwards and go to kimsites.net, you can see everything she does. She's a busy lady.
But
anyway,
you know,
ticketing, all that stuff, you can go get that right there. That's the other big news of the week. Everybody's scrambling to go to Rhode Island.
Awesome. Well, I guess I have to go
ahead
and book that. Hey, we got to talk hotels again later.
Yeah, after we do Columbia.
Yeah, let's just get Columbia out of the way. We can
I'm
talk
not
again.
Booking anything until I talk to my parents, figure out what they're doing. And also, I want to know, they haven't actually come out and said this yet, whether, you know, they say, oh, buy a booth. And the official hotel is this, but then they say the fair is being held at the Hasbro headquarters. So basically what I need to know is, where is my booth going to be? Is it going to be at the ballroom at the official hotel, or is it going to be at Hasbro headquarters?
What it is, Hasbro is actually hosting the events. The actual event will be at Hasbro. That hotel is just basically if people want to stay there.
So I need to plan to ship my stuff
extra
to Hasbro headquarters where the tables will be. Is that correct?
Right.
Where did you get this information?
It's on the posts.
It's not spelled out clearly enough for me, but that's all right. I'll work it out. As soon as they post the hours, then I'm good. Then I know for sure where I'm going to be. They have official hotel just for having an ice cream
social. Yeah, and you get a whole bunch of stuff with it. Holy cow, I'm reading it now. I'm staying at the Renaissance. That's where I'm going to be, baby.
I guess that's the
official
hotel.
I'm sorry, but $400 just for 3 days, $500 for 3 days, no.
That's a good deal for a 4-star Marriott. I'll tell you.
I'd rather stick.
But here, did you read what you're going to get with that? I mean, it's not just the room, which is going to be great, and the hotel facilities are great.
$26 to park a car.
Well, let me tell the people that might want to know, you can get free rides and priority seating onto the official transportation to and from Hasbro on Friday and Saturday, an exclusive My Little Pony Fair collectible room key card to keep, free entry to the movie screening on Friday, which there will be details coming later, free entry to the My Little Pony Fair ice cream social, 10% off room service and hotel restaurants, plus free wireless wired internet for your stay. Plus, they're having group rate online booking. So you're getting quite a big bang for your buck when you look at all that other stuff added in, plus a very good quality hotel. You know, you're not staying at, you know, the Motel 6 off the interstate there. You're staying at a place that has saunas, jacuzzis, you know, nice pools, workout rooms, just all kinds of stuff, you know.
Stated, my credit card only has a $500 limit, and that's going to take up the entire card. I will not be able to rent my car.
You won't need it. Free trips there. You just have to get to the hotel, and then they give you free transportation.
Yeah, but getting to the hotel, if I want to go someplace else, you know,
you don't need
a car,
they have a free shuttle bus at the airport that takes you right to the Marriott.
But here's the thing, if you want to go someplace other than just the Marriott afterwards, you need a car.
This is true.
Yeah, but you know, there are going to be a lot of people I think that will be interested in that, and I'm excited about them having that, because I don't remember them having done that in previous years, where there was like not only just necessarily a hotel they're staying at, but having those additional perks for staying there. I don't recall that. Was that available last year?
Mm-mm. No.
So this is a new thing
they're
introducing, which I think is pretty cool.
People have expressed a need for events. Basically, when you go to the fair, it's all about, you know, everyone's scrambling. Well, what are you doing after the fair? Well, I'm going with them, and they're going here, and I'm going there, and who's coming with me? You know, basically everybody's just on their own at 5 o'clock. They cut us loose, and that's it. You know, if you don't have any friends or whatever, I guess you're going home alone that night, and everybody else is just going to hook up in groups of 3 or 5 or 25. This way, they have decided to host an official after-meet event, so that you can show up, and a lot of, you know, pony people that don't live near other pony collectors can have a chance to meet each other face-to-face in an officially fair-sanctioned environment that's, you know, indoors and safe and moderately priced. And, hey, who doesn't like ice cream?
I am.
Or the
movies. There for the ice cream.
I'm there for the movies.
I just think that's an exciting addition that, you know, just says, I think that's a really nice additive, especially for people that are going that maybe are either new to the community or maybe not as social, so they don't automatically know they're going to be meeting up with whatever other pony friends they know. And they just kind of show up, and they might feel a little awkward or out of sorts as to, well, where should I go, and, you know, is it okay for me to be there, and do I just latch on to somebody? There is none of that. It's like,
exactly.
Hey, there's this social, just show
year.
Up.
Right.
So I think that's,
you know,
great, because not everybody, I mean, we've been around for years and years, so we've kind of had time to establish, you know, the few people that you know and you've seen around and you're comfortable, you know, seeing. But, you know, there's always that first time or even the second time, and you just don't know who to talk to
time.
Or who you're comfortable
exactly.
with.
Exactly. Everybody remembers their first pony meet, right? And you're like, oh, well, who do I talk to?
Yeah, and you
to?
Feel like a wallflower. You're like, oh, my gosh, who do I talk to? Well, okay, maybe not so much me, but, yeah. I don't
not so
like
much
that.
Me either, but I do remember my first pony meet and being intimidated because everybody else seemed to know each other already.
Yes,
you know?
As a matter of fact, my very first one at the Washington meet, everybody did know each other. And here I was, the new gal. And I had I didn't even know how to bring ponies properly to the meet. I brought them in a suitcase, just like a suitcase, and had them like it was so weird because everybody else had like their special Tupperware and their special wrapping ways of storing and doing all that stuff. And here I was just like showing up with like a suitcase. You know, like, hi, I'm here. Is this weird? But, and it wasn't even specially packed. I mean, it was very odd, very odd. But yeah, no, I mean, I think that's awesome. I think it's an awesome thing that they're service that they're given, and to have the hotel actually on board with it, not just like the hotel suddenly getting bombarded by people, but, you know, anticipating us and having made special keys and done other things. It's a very welcoming feature.
It's nice, but, you know, it's just fee wise. I mean, maybe if they can somehow get them to do free parking for that weekend for those who are at the fair, that would be nicer.
It's like New York, Panda. I mean, parking is just something that we pay for here. It's considered a fact of life. It's like buying gas.
That's how it was when I lived
parking.
In Baltimore. Yeah, it was a big deal about parking. And
I'm
you just
surprised it isn't that way in Chicago, too.
Well, she doesn't live in Chicago proper.
Mm. Well, most big cities, it's like that. It's just an added expense that they can get you for, so they do. They have a lot of different reasons for it.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, it keeps your car from being on the street and getting broken into. Buys a lot of peace of mind.
It certainly does. Hey, it looks like I'm going to have to go with a... looks like I would have to go with the... for a change, the actual rate that they're offering for the pony fare is cheaper than the government military rate that I can usually get discounts with. So that's awesome.
That is
very
awesome.
Excited. Because usually they don't, you don't find them beating the military discount.
Mm.
Yeah, they're going to give us, looks like the winter rate in the middle of summer. Because right now they're talking about last minute weekends are $129 a night. And that's what they're offering for the pony fair people. So they're basically giving you off-season rates during their on-season. You can't beat that for a room that's usually $200-plus a night.
No, can't beat that. That is definitely good.
That's a huge discount. Yeah, because I'm looking at what the room would normally cost, and the room would normally cost $200 a night. And they're giving it for...
$129.
Hmm.
Yes, but if you add in that fee for having to park,
I'm just saying
what
the Marriott is offering. You know, I mean, yeah, there's all those other things to consider. You know, and you make some valid points, but at the same time, you can't knock what a deal they are offering for people that you know are able to do it or find all those other features really nice. It's nice to also see it's not a $10 discount; it's a $70 discount. That's a pretty substantial cookie they're tossing to entice people to put up with, okay, you got to pay for parking. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, there are plenty of other options that are less expensive you know, that might be, you know, easier parking, free parking, whatever, you know, if you guys are bringing your cars and you're concerned that you want to go do other stuff. So for me, it's easier because Tomcat is probably going to take the car up to Boston to do the Sam Adams beer tours. I probably talked Tomcat into going to Rhode Island. Is that he's like, okay, well, one of those days I'm actually taking off and going to Boston. Well, then, you know I can just sit there and hop on the little transportation thing they're doing, you know, if I don't want to latch on to one of you guys. So that's a nice little...
latch on to me, by all means.
Yes, we'll just latch on to you.
Last day at my table was sort of a hangout. We had a group of people that just sort of, they'd go around the room, but they always seemed to come back to my table and linger there. And that was kind of cool.
Yeah, you are that person.
Well, I intend on definitely having a table there for us.
Oh, we're going to represent?
That was
awesome.
Are we going to do a round table? I mean, I didn't know that we actually ever finalized the decision on that one.
Yeah,
I thought we did.
I thought, because I know it was suggested that, hey, you know, if we just want a table for advertising, maybe we shouldn't, just because the tables sell out so quickly and there are a lot of people that want to sell things rather than just advertise. You know, we can advertise without having to have a table.
Well, it wasn't going to be just for advertising, because I know I'm going to have my stuff to sell.
Well, if you got stuff to sell, then yeah, I think it's great. We can definitely throw advertising stuff on the table. I do plan to get the little cards made up, and I'm going to buy a buttload of pony snacks. And I think I'm just going to walk around and hand out pony snacks with cards on there about our show.
I appreciate that. I was stuck behind the table a lot of the day, and I liked it when people came around to me and said, "Hey, how you doing?" You know,
mm-hmm.
and like. Not even give me stuff,
and then
we'll
tag team, you know. We'll say, "Hey, Karen, why don't you go check out the fair a bit, you know?" And we can all watch each other's tables and kind of move around that way. So, you know, and I thought the same thing. I'm like, there are people that are stuck at their tables, you know, and they don't get to always find out, oh, they were giving away this at that table, or, oh, I didn't even know that table was out there. And
right, there was a raffle at this table. I didn't even know about it until I got cut loose. And that's what we do. We sort of just switch off, you know. Oh, you sit here for a while, have a rest, and then I'll go stroll around.
And I get to go be social and talk, what I do best.
Social. It's always about being social. You know, when you're at the pony meet, it's crazy, and it's like it's so stimulating. Tons of pony people, and everybody there gets it because they're all like you. And it's wonderful. You can just run through and go, "Hello, pony people. Sell me all your pony babies," and I'll chop their heads off.
Yeah. So I got to start doing that.
Or whatever you're into. But
I'm going to
sell me all your mint ponies.
I think I've got to put My Little Pony snacks on the food list every week between now and July, so that I will amass a small cachet
stockpile
equivalent to
I've got a small cachet of them because I really haven't been eating them. Don't ask me why.
Yeah, but I want to show up with like 100.
Wow.
Oh,
I'm going to eat some right now just because you're talking about it.
Well,
should I have
pony
that,
snack time, people. We haven't had pony.
Chocolate.
We didn't have it last week, I don't think. But
okay,
so there's like what?
Pony
six
here.
In a box? Eight in a box?
You got to eat these before they get hard, you know? I learned that the hard way. I tried saving them. I waited too long.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody
eat them
last. Fish. Okay. You know what's really frustrating is when you have a box of something in your cupboard and they empty out the box. They take everything in it, but they leave the box there so you think you still have something in there, and there's nothing in there. Okay, this will be easy. I mean, gosh, 10 pouches per box. All I would need is 10 boxes to get 100. That's nothing. That's cheap. I might even get more than 100. I might go for like 200. Who knows?
Nom.
So that's going to be great, guys. All right, you're going to see Little Alley Cat's going to be handing out pony snacks for everybody at the pony meet or the pony convention. Oh, and did you guys see that I contacted our avatar creator and asked her to send us some new ones that had, like, some bigger lettering so that it would be easier to see when small? because the My Little Pony Talk words are a little hard to see, like on our Facebook avatar. And certainly if we put it down on a little card, it would be hard to see. So I had her modify the image so that we could consider that for as well for stuff that needs to be small. And that's in our Gmail, by the way.
Okay.
Hey, guys, I'm trying to pull up the Colombian ponies. Tell me where we left off.
I don't know.
We're doing Shy Pose or Collector Pose? I honestly don't remember.
I think we're at Shy Pose.
Let me pull it up and find out. I shall take a look as well.
I gotta get in the mood here. I'm in the mood for Colombian.
Hey, if we're gonna get in the mood, we should go to the pony room and take a big old deep breath before we start talking ponies. Because I'm not going to stay there for the show.
And a one, and a two, and cue the music.
Oh.
Yeah, that was a hint.
Where's those sea ponies when you need them?
Shooby-doo.
Shooby-doo, shoo-shoo-doo.
There we go.
Call them on the sea ponies when you're in the show. That's what I can see.
All right, we're here. We're ready. We're opening the door.
I like my version of the song better with that ending of when you're in distress. I like that part better than what they say.
Okay, I'm opening the door. Oh yeah, all together now. I'm so loving. Oh, I got something this week, guys. I got a mint in package from the UK, My Little Pony quilt cover duvet set.
Ooh.
The same one that Kitten had on her bed for the longest time, and I sold during the Great Pony Purge. So I have I've replaced it. It's not the original. I don't even know who bought the original one that we had. But I was able to get a new one, and it's mint in package, so brandy new. And who knows, maybe I could either keep it in its package and Kitten can use it maybe for her child if she so chooses. It'll be nice and new. Or I might try to track down the person that has the one that I sold and get the one that was actually on Kitten's bed back. I haven't really decided which way to go with that yet. But I have it mitten package and I'm excited about that.
Oh, wow, that is awesome. Pony,
because I don't think I've ever seen a mitten package before.
Mm-hmm. No, that's impossible.
Not the UK set.
That's amazing. I mean, the UK has great stuff anyway, but to actually find it, you know, mint package, that's a treat.
Yeah, and it smells wonderful, you know. Sometimes you can get those old fabric from something that, like, I had the other mint package, My Little Pony blanket, and it smells all musty, you know. It's, like, not nearly as fresh. This smells like it just came off the shelf. Whoever had this, wherever they had it, the packaging is not yellowed. The fabric smells fresh. It's, like, really freaky.
That's
awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah, it's sweet. So now that we've done that, we can now leave and say bye-bye to the pony room and get back to business. And I have Shy Pose come up on my thing. Did we do collector pose? Let me see what we got for the collector poses. Yes, we did do the collector poses. Did we do them all?
It's been so long.
Okay. You guys go ahead
and
start. I have to check on Kitten. She's making noises, and I want to make sure she's okay.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So I'm putting you on. I'm going to put you on mute while I check on her.
All right, so we're talking about G1 ponies from Colombia, from the 80s.
Yes.
In the Shy Pose, you know, that's maybe like parasol and bow tie and Applejack, you know, that pose. What do we got?
We've got three of them there on the site. And actually, I'm sorry, two of them, Applejack and bow tie, are the only two ponies that seem to have been made exclusively in the Shy Pose. But it's not the normal Applejack and bow tie.
No, not by any means.
Oh, no. First up, we've got... Oh, my gosh, she looks so sad. Oh, no, she doesn't. She's just a little blue.
Oh, man.
It's a blue Applejack with blue hair, blue body, and red apples.
Love it. Absolutely love it. How cool is that?
She is just too cute.
I love blue, so, you know, that would be on my want list. I think if I could have any Colombian pony, I would want this pony. It's such a nice blue, too. It's sort of like a pale aqua, almost like a swimming pool blue, but a little lighter, a little more pastel.
And she is not sporting her freckles.
Oh, yeah, look at that. She is freckleless.
But up next,
mm-hmm.
Holy cannoli white.
If you can't
her from a mile away, then you're officially blind.
Pretty awesome. No, she's really wow. Okay, we're looking at Applejack again, but with a shining
white,
brilliant white body.
Oh yes, white Applejack with white, yellow, orange, blue hair,
striped hair. Really cool. And look who owns that. Look who donated the shot.
It's...
This belongs to our friend, the pony guru.
Mm.
Nice pony, lady.
Yes.
If Paris Hilton was here, she'd say, that's hot.
Oh, no, that's not it. That wasn't her.
You're looking at white Applejack, aren't you?
Yeah.
All right, well. Oh, okay, my bad. She's got white multicolored somebody else. Coming up.
Yeah. Up next is, again, blue Applejack with multicolored hair. That seems to have faded to white.
Yeah, now they're just showing off, you know? First they had to go and make her blue and make everybody go, wow. Then they had to add multicolored hair onto the ponies and make everybody go, wow. Now they're mixing freaky body colors with freaky colored hair.
And oh, wait. Back to the white Applejack. She has orange freckles. And
yes,
this blue Applejack has white freckles.
Oh, yeah, so she does. So cute is that. I like the way the red apples look against the blue body. That's just really, really pretty.
I do too, but don't underestimate the next gal.
Oh, hello.
Yes, it is yellow Applejack with golden hair.
How nice is that? She'd make a great addition to the Big Apple clan on the TV series.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Apple Bloom, Apple Tart, Red Gala, Green Gala, Big Mac, Granny Smith. She just fit right in. Ooh, I'll take two, please.
With her white freckles. Very cute.
She just looks great. I love it. Great pictures, too.
Yes, it is. And up next.
We're done with Applejack.
We're all done with the apples, but we're moving on to the bow ties. And I love this picture. This picture is ultra cute, just coming from the back end, kind of looking like, hey, what you all doing back there?
Okay.
Yes, it is.
It's bow tie.
Yes.
In blue and white.
White.
Hello. Yeah.
White body, blue hair, blue bows, and blue freckles.
Great coloration. Wow. Even blue freckles. I like white and blue together. It's very soothing. It's like the sky.
Yeah.
It's like pretty china plates, you know. White and blue is just a nice combination.
I like how, who was it that took this picture? I like how Sunstar took this picture, kind of making it look kind of like she's looking behind her at you, kind of like, what are you doing back there?
Mm-hmm.
What are you staring at? Are you staring at my bones?
Oh, no, this pose is a really photogenic pose. Some of my favorite ponies come in this pose because they're, to me, they express, like, you know, what first attracted me to My Little Pony, you know?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Sorry to interrupt here, but I'm going to have to get going. Kitten is really not doing so well, and I'm going to go take care of her.
Go, honey. It's okay.
Okay?
It's okay.
You guys have fun finishing up the Colombians. With me not being there, you're guaranteed to be able to get through them.
Well, we're done. Yeah. There's only like three left. You've been gone for quite a while.
Yeah, see, if I'm not there, you guys get things done.
Yeah.
So, everybody, have a great week, and I'll see you next week when we get to Japan, and Kitten will be better, and we'll all be all excited to be there. Thanks again, and I'll talk to you later.
Pony hug.
Sounds good.
Bye.
Pony hug.
Bye-bye. Oh, poor kitten. I hope
she feels
better.
I hope so, too.
Aw, it stinks.
I agree.
Okay, we're going to miss little alley cat, but that's all right. I mean, we had him for a little over an hour, didn't we? Hold on. Pony
yeah.
bird is making a lot of noise. What is it with all the children being needy today? My child has feathers. What is it, Cozy Bird? What do you want?
Well, my child was being needy earlier because my mother was moving her car, and he was in the house, and he doesn't like that because Mom's refusing to let him in the new car.
You mean he got mad because he couldn't move the car with your mom?
Yeah.
You mean he got left alone, and he wasn't happy about that?
According to him,
Pony Bird just wanted a drink. Here you go. Have a drink. I'm giving him grape juice. Man, this bird drinks some grape juice.
According to him, he was all alone. My God, he sounds like my dog when he dives into a bowl full of food with people food in it. The head goes down and does not emerge until almost all of the food is gone.
Hey, they know what the good stuff is.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are you almost done? Please, I got a show to do. I can't stand here and hold this cup for you. I got to look at ponies. Have you hugged Pony Dog today, Panda? Maybe now's a good time to, since the pets and children have taken over the show.
Well, I hugged him today. He's gotten his little happies. He didn't like me yesterday because I had to give him a bath. Because, you know, we're here in the Midwest, we're going through that big thaw, which means mud everywhere. Just step and you will find it.
Oh, yeah. That stuff's fun to roll around in. Are you kidding?
Well,
that's what they do. They
twice.
Look for puddles of mud and smelly, rotten things under the snow after it melts to jump in and go, let me get this all over me.
He's white, so any little speck of dirt, he can be just completely filthy. So finally, I had to give him a bath yesterday. First of all, oh, my God, I got to give him a bath. It was like, I think rotten eggs smelled better. But he did. And that was after washing him down with the good stuff.
Yeah, do you shampoo your puppy? Do you have special puppy shampoo?
Yes,
and
I do.
Does it smell like shampoo or does it smell like flowers or cinnamon or something?
His is pomegranate.
Pomegranate? Ooh.
Yeah.
Answer. Oh, my goodness gracious. I just knocked your box over. There's little erasers all over the floor now. Oh, these are so cute. I'm taking these to work. You know where these are going to come in handy? On my desk. Nice. Thank you, Sri. This is like the coolest package ever. See, I love our pony community because we send like gifts to each other. I mean, who does that? Okay, outside of goths and pony people, I don't know who does that. internet people, I guess. It's an internet thing.
Yeah.
We send love through the mail.
There you go.
Oh, I love it. Thank you. There's a bath set in here. Oh, this is wonderful. Oh, and a photo album, too. Ooh, ooh. Well, I digress.
And
I probably shouldn't be oohing and aahing about this on the air. This is private matter, isn't it?
That's okay. You can ooh and aah. I don't mind. I'm happy. I'm happy everyone else is happy with my very late boxes.
I'm just so touched. I'm getting all the clumped over here.
I felt so bad that the scarves were what was taking so long is because I was so stressed out with work and I just didn't have the time to actually get working on them.
You know I'm wearing mine right now, don't you? I put it on as soon as they took it off and I still have it on. We're having a heat wave outside, but I'm wearing a scarf over my neck.
Does it fit?
Oh,
does
sorry,
it fit?
TMI people.
Does it fit?
Mm-hmm. It's perfect.
Okay, good.
It's very perfect. It's beyond perfect. It's perfectly perfect.
Oh, good.
And the color is so nice. I can't wait to show track.
And as I said, you guys, you three are the first lucky people to have Pandora handmade items by Pandora Rose 3, the new line. So,
ooh, hooray! I'm a model. Yay! Too bad the pony fair is in the summer because I would totally rock this to pony meet.
Well, you never know how cold it is going to be in Hasbro.
That's right. You know they might have that air conditioning pumping. We might need it. Hey, can you do leg warmers?
That might be stretching my abilities a little too far.
Oh,
right,
come
now.
On. It's basically just a big tube.
I'm not good at making tubes.
Okay, fine.
Yes.
So we won't be tubular. But hey, the pony fair is still several months away. We have time to plan this. And as soon as they release the times and stuff on the website, I will book two tables and the show can just set up next to my table of horrors. And you use peace for whatever you got to use it for. And I'm inviting a couple of friends to do the same. We'll have our big old, you know, clatch of regulars, just like we did last year.
Sounds good. At least this
That's
time
the plan. I mean, it's not set in stone until everything gets booked, but that's pretty much where we're going with this right now. It's like what we talked about the other day. And that's how it seems like it'll work out good for everybody. But I'm sorry
that
we're not going to be at the official hotel. That's kind of a bummer. But at least you have a car, right? You can get to and from everything real easy with the car.
Yeah.
All right,
and
cool.
Going to be no way I'm going to be able to do it with the funds that are going to be available on my card.
Well, you could have tried to find a roommate, and then that cuts the price of the room in half.
Yeah, but I kind of like being by myself.
Oh, yeah. You're just like Trax. He's like that, too. He doesn't like to share a room with nobody.
I mean, I kind of like the idea, but then I kind of don't, because then it's kind of like, okay, I can just come and go as I please. I can just, you know, run into the room, start pulling things off, and
oh boy,
throwing all the things on.
Yes, exactly. We run in, and the first thing we do when we come in is we pull things off.
So, you know.
Yeah, I guess that's my Trax likes to be alone too. Oh, honey, nobody wants to see that. Man, I got him good the last time he went to a pony fair with us. I had like 8 people in our room. We only paid for like double occupancy, and I snuck in like 6 of my closest friends. There were bodies everywhere. There was only bed space for 4. So, I mean, I had people sleeping on the floor, people sleeping on chairs, people putting 2 chairs next to each other and putting their feet on one and their head on one. Somebody was sleeping up in the window ledge.
Oh my God.
And the bathroom was just flooded. It was just a sea of wet towels and girly bits of underwear and bathing suits. When you step in the bathroom, you hear a splash. That's
Thank
just
God.
What happens when you have, you know, two boys, six girls in a room. There might have been seven girls. I can't even remember. There were so many.
Oh, God.
So many people. But we had fun. Oh, boy, did we have fun. We stayed right, not in the official hotel, but we were in the hotel just a half a block away, close enough where we could walk to it.
Well, see, my thing is with the hotel I want to be at, it's 2.5 miles away. I could, like, look out my window and possibly see Hasbro.
So you're closer to the Hasbro. Right? Close to Hasbro,
yeah.
And further away from that hotel where they're doing the ice cream, this, that, and the other thing.
Right.
Tough, tough, tough. Well, I'll know in a day or two, hopefully, what's going on. And then I can put it out of my mind and not worry about it again until the time comes to leave. All I know is I'm bringing stuff. I have a lot of stuff. I have a lot of extras. So if you pony peeps could help me out by taking some extras off my hands, I will swap, trade, sell, barter, you name it. Just make it go away. I don't know what happens. I guess I just have a lot of pony luck. Somehow I end up with extras. You know when it happens? I'll tell you exactly how this happens, right? It's eBay's fault. People that list these lots of things on eBay, they know what they're doing.
Oh, yeah.
They put a pony that you want on for auction with, like, five ponies that you don't need along with it. So to get the one that you want, you got to buy, like, all six for one price. So you get the pony, and then you have, like, five extras that you don't need.
Oh, yeah.
And this happens several times throughout the year, and that's how you end up with box loads of multiple ponies.
And now I have ended up with a big, huge box that I really need to go through and I really need to start cleaning, which maybe I'll start doing now that I've got no job and no life.
Oh, stop. Because you don't have a job, it doesn't mean you don't have a life. In fact, it's quite the opposite. You have nothing but life right now, darling. Enjoy it, because before you know it, you're going to be back working again, and you're going to say, gee, I wish I had more free time, because I would really love to play with ponies.
Let me put it to you this way. I've got so much free time on my hands. I told my mother she really needs to keep me away from the crocheting sites because, let's just say, I've got projects going up the wazoo. Every time I look out there, it's like, ooh, ooh, I want to make this, I want to make this, I want to make this, and I want to make this, and I want to make this. I've currently got five projects currently in my mind to start working on.
Oh, that's exciting. I love projects. I'm bad like that. I'll start, like, seven projects at once, you know, just because I'm so excited about them. And I'll fill up my entire desk with stuff where you can't even see the desk anymore for the projects that are all over it.
Well, see,
and
one
I'll just go crazy.
One of my projects is the scrunchie, so I've got to start getting more colors out there in the world.
Oh, well, if I can make a suggestion, black and anything striped is good. Black and white stripe, black and purple, black and red, black and hot pink, black and green. That always sells really well.
Here's the thing. I've got to go with whatever colors that the company put into the skein of yarn.
Oh, okay. Well, you're limited then.
I'm kind of limited. Kind of not.
I need to blow my nose again. Could you excuse me for 1 second?
Not a problem. And then maybe
I don't,
get back
I can't do this on air. I just have to put the phone down. It sucks with little Alley Cat not being here because then you have to entertain everybody for a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry.
Okay, let me see. How can I entertain everybody? I can juggle. No, you can't see me doing that.
Do I sound better now? Okay.
Yes.
It's really hard to do this with a head full of gunk.
I do have to ask you one quick question.
Yes.
Did anything in the box smell like smoke?
No. Why should it?
Okay. That was why there was a dryer sheet at the bottom.
Oh, no. Everything smelled exactly like the laundromat. There was not a hint of smoke anywhere near the box. Everything smelled perfectly linen country fresh. You'd be very pleased to know that. In fact, my whole kitchen smells like linen country fresh right now because I still have the dryer sheet on the table. No, you know what I'm going to do with this? I'm going to put it in my closet.
So you're not, well, you know what, which one that is. That's Snuggle.
Oh, it's Snuggle? Oh, see, I use a different brand. Snuggle smells very strong. Here, I'm going to put it in my sock basket, my overflowing sock basket. Thanks to you guys, I have an overflowing sock basket. I just did laundry, so all the socks I own are clean. They don't even fit in the basket right now. It's a basket that would hold maybe like, it's like a 4-gallon tub. It's bursting over. I have all my socks wadded up into little balls, and it's like this pretty little mountain, and they're all falling down. Stripes and argyles and Dr. Seuss's and flowers. Okay, so, oh, hey, you know what? I totally forgot. We were talking about Colombian ponies. Did we finish? Or do we still have to do bow ties?
We're still in the middle of bow ties.
Do you want to?
Well, we gotta.
Okay, we don't have the option, in other words. We're not doing a week 4. This
no.
Is it. Okay. But I need to hear it from you. Panda, do you appreciate these ponies? That like Colombian ponies just didn't exist for us collectors up until a few years ago, and how special these things really are.
I do appreciate them. I mean, they do have different personalities because things have been either reversed or just completely changed.
I think Little Alley Cat and I, we stressed it to you enough where you're so tired of hearing it from us already, but this really was a big deal to, like, us, you know, collectors from a few years ago where, you know, just to have these things surface. It's like an undiscovered continent just came up, you know, like an island just came up out of the ocean and everybody says, whoa, where'd that come from? Now we have to redraw all the maps. That's like what Colombia, the discovery of the Colombian ponies was like to us. But anyway, yeah, it's just so exciting to see these new colors just pop up. Now, people that collect, I believe they're referred to as Nirvana on some boards, these Nirvana, these transcending into another consciousness, enlightenment, pony collecting fiends, they've known about this stuff for a long time. But for a lot of us, we'll never see these ponies in our lifetime unless we're lucky. And forget about owning them. You need buku bucks. You know what I'm saying?
But, oh, yeah, you know, that's it.
If I was to hit the mega whatever lottery that's going tonight, or tomorrow night it is, it's like $120 million, I would buy this pony, that pony, and like pretty much every pony that is on this website that we're working on. Just because. Not because they're rare, not because they're status symbols, but just because the color schemes of them are really nice. And it's stuff that regular, plain old U.S. Hasbro, U.K. Hasbro should have made, but didn't. The end.
Right.
Rant.
Well, see, my problem here is I just got my tax refund, and
woo-hoo,
you know it.
Oh, sorry.
And it's kind of like no, cannot spend on ponies. Must put away for trip.
Must not spend tax refund on ponies. Must not go to eBay. Must not. Must live on tax refund until job found. Must be responsible. How about you lock it up in a CD? That'll keep it safe.
Yeah, but then I got to keep it in there for several years.
I thought they had, like, you know, 6-month CDs. They don't make those anymore? I guess
no.
The interest on them is pointless. Okay, here's what you do. Take the money, right? Get it in cash. And then put the cash into a jar and freeze the jar in a bucket of water and put it in your freezer. So if you were going to try to spend that money, it would take you probably 1 to 2 days to thaw out the block of ice to actually access it. And in that 1 to 2 days time, whatever mania has gripped you, you can talk yourself out of in that time. It will keep you from making an impulse decision. Or you could dig a big hole in your backyard, bury the money, and put Pony Puppy's doghouse on top of it. And then when you try to come to, like, get your money out, she'll growl at you. He'll growl at you. Get away from my house. Maybe that will work.
He has a doghouse. He doesn't like it.
No? Why not?
Because he likes just sprawling out in the middle of summer, in the middle of the yard, in the middle of the hot sun, sunbathing.
I never heard of a puppy that didn't like puppy house. Maybe it's not posh enough for him. Maybe he needs carpeting.
Yeah, maybe, but he ain't getting it.
You know, at the hotel where I work, we have these guests that come from Switzerland, and they bring their dog. They're, like, super filthy rich, right? They bring their little dog, and in their hotel suite, they have, like, a whole apartment in the hotel. Picture an apartment. But, like, it's in a hotel room. It's bigger than a suite. It's like a double suite. They have a special place for their dog that we have to bring live grass into so that the dog can do dog business on grass. How do you like that? We have to, like, build the dog a pen inside the suite. It's like 5 foot by 5 foot. A little grass dog run for the doggy to do his doggy tinkle on. Now, we're talking rich here, okay?
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's really...
Maybe Pony Puppy needs something, like, specially made for them, made for him. Maybe get him a castle, and he'll use that. Oh, Pony Bird, shut up. Pony Bird wants a tree. I promised Pony Bird when I hit the lottery I would get him a tree.
A tray or a tree?
Tree. T-R-E-E. So he can sit in a tree. You know, a tree inside the apartment, like, you know, that he could just perch on and hang out and be a bird. Birds like to sit in trees. When I take Pony Parrot to the park, he always likes to sit in a low branch of a tree. I'll find a tree for him, and he'll just sit there, and he'll chill out, you know?
See, my bird would have ran away before he passed away.
Oh, no. He's tame like that. He won't fly away or run away. He only flew on me one time, and that was because some kid came along on a tricycle and scared him. He was riding one of those big wheels, you know, the ones that make a lot of noise. They're made out of plastic. It's not like a real bicycle. It's like a plastic tricycle thing. Well, he really spooked, and he took off. He flew about 30 feet and crash-landed into a pine tree. I was able to chase him down and grab him. Now he's saying, come on, bird. But anyway, back to, I digress. Okay, people who are filthy rich, and they could afford Colombian ponies from Colombia, which is what we're talking about tonight.
And which we're getting back to right now. And next up, oh, my God, talk about a reversal in personality.
Ooh, wow. It's like, am I looking at a negative?
No, you're
with the camera, folks. No, it's a bow tie, but what have they done to you, bow tie?
Yes, they have made her reverse. She has blue hair, pink body, blue bow ties.
Seriously, it's a complete reversal. Aw, she is cute. She doesn't look very happy in this picture. She's like, I'd rather be blue. But she is nice. I mean, it's different. I mean, bow tie collectors gotta have this one. You'll drool over this. I mean, this is just so freaky. Bizarre.
Definitely.
Very cool. That's a good idea. They should reverse more ponies.
Yeah, definitely. No, I think they should do what they did to this next one.
What, give her the Marilyn Monroe hair?
Well, they've made her cream, is what they're calling her. She's a cream bow tie. She is white, yellow hair, yellow bow ties.
I wonder if she's really cream or if she was once white and faded to, like, a ivory color. Well, she looks nice like that anyway. She's like the color of milk, you know? Not bright white, but she's like a soft white, like a light bulb.
Yes, and if you go to the next picture, you do find that she does have her little freckles in yellow.
Oh, yellow freckles. Super cute. Bowtie was never one of my favorite ponies, really. But, you know, I like her in funny colors. I have a plush bow tie. You know, it's a pajama bag. It's like a soft sculpture, softy. And she's from England. That's my favorite bow tie, I think, because she's sleepy and sad looking.
Aww.
Oh, the next one up looks awfully familiar. Didn't we see one like this from Italy once?
Yes, we did. And I think she looks very close, similar to you.
To me?
Or wait, I'm sorry. No, that was me when I tried dyeing my hair in December. And it came out the wrong shade of red.
Ravishing red. You mean harlot scarlet.
No, more like get me to the Walgreens and get me another shade now, red.
Aw, she's got red hair. Think Tropical Breeze, the Flutter Pony, and you can imagine this bow tie being that sort of color scheme, you know, sort of a medium sky blue body with this crazy, crazy red hair, like Ronald McDonald's red.
Oh, yes. Definitely Ronald McDonald with that. And red bows. And she still has white freckles. I think they should have went with red freckles. Of course, wait.
Red freckles would look like she had acne.
Measles.
Rosacea.
I was thinking measles. I was thinking measles.
Measles. Exactly. So you see the white freckles were definitely the way to go.
Okay.
This particular specimen looks like she has bloodshot eyes too, but that could just be the photo.
Let's see.
Oh, but hello, Sailor. What's this? Banana bow tie? The next one in line is like crazy color.
Yellow. We got yellow body, yellow hair, and red bow ties.
Very fancy. But I love monochromatics, like the one that was all blue, the Applejack that was blue with the red splashy symbol. This is really cool, too. I mean, I don't know. It's just very basic. I mean, ponies don't always have to be rainbow-colored and, you know, clashy to be eye-catching. Yellow ponies always stand out in a herd, so I like this one.
Definitely. She is definitely a looker, and if you look at her symbol, kind of looks definitely stamped.
I'm looking at this symbol placement and just the way they look. It's like they used the clone stamp in Photoshop and just went pachoom, 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 bow, 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 stamp, stamp, stamp. They're all exactly, they're kind of smeary looking. I don't know. I've seen better symbols. The eyes
look
good.
Let's look at this next girl, and boy, she's looking really sad.
That's because she wants to come home with me. She misses me. So anyway, if anyone's listening, they want to send me this pony, I'll post my address publicly.
Well, you'd have to talk to Baby Splash for this one, because she is the one who gave the blue bow tie with blue hair and
blue bow tie. She is one blue bow tie. Well, it's a gorgeous picture, and props to Baby Splash, if she's listening, because she's got a really nice-looking bow tie pony. I'm crazy for the blue ones. I think I need this one. Oh, well, someday. Any other ones left, or is that it? Oh, no,
next.
Hold on. I see more. There's like a huge bow tie clan going on in Colombia. Who knew?
Yes, it is pink bow tie with multicolored hair. And if you can kind of look and see, she has yellow bow ties.
Yes, she does. She's got that bright pink body, like the snowflake, like G1 snowflake, that kind of color, hot pink body, and these golden yellow bow ties. And the caption says multicolored hair, but I'm not really seeing it. I see a lot of yellow.
I think it's because if you ever notice the multicolored hair, it is kind of hard to see the multi part.
It does fade a lot, so I'll just take their word for it that it's in there. Those what look to be highlights could very well be faded greens and pinks and who knows what. Anyway, it's pretty cool that they decided to do this. They made her in like every color so far. I wonder if there'll be a purple one. Maybe there is. Maybe they're just undiscovered.
Take a look next.
We'll hear about it for sure. Hey, what did I say? There it is. Bam.
Yes, it is a lavender shade of purple bow tie with multicolored hair and light blue bow ties.
Nice. That's cool. I like it a lot. Purple and blue is another great combination. You can't really go wrong with that. The hair coloring on this is really subtle. I would love to just transport back in time and see it when it was new to see what these colors actually looked like when they came off the factory line. They look cool now, but I'm wondering, I kind of am assuming here that they would have been brighter once upon a time. But she's
sorry.
Nice. She's got this, what do you call that, shabby chic sort of look to her hair. It's neat. It's faded and it's feminine. And it's dainty and sweet. Me likey.
I do too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, up next is
There's
our
more.
Pony Gurus.
Oh, this is the one that I accidentally I propped another pony to her, but this is actually her pony. Oh, what a lovely girl we have. Again, it's that milky white color.
Yes, it is the white bow tie with multicolored hair and peach colored bow ties.
Oh, not pink, but like a peachy pink. It really is peachy pink. Oh my goodness. Or pinky peach. Yeah, that's it. Pinky peach. Cool. Look how dark the eyes are on this gal too, you know. They all have blue eyes in Colombian, but this one has like deep blue eyes.
Deep blue, almost black.
Deep blue like an ocean abyss. And that pale rainbow hair. When we say rainbow hair, we're not talking like loud, obnoxious rainbow. We're talking really subtle pastel, lighter pastel, the lightest color that you can still call a color pastel. You really got to see it to believe it.
Yes. And up next, you really got to see this one.
Oh, hello. Ouch. My corneas, they're burning.
You're no kidding. We've got yellow bow tie with neon green hair, neon green bow ties, and blue eyes. My God, this thing, she looks possessed.
It's that stare in the eye. You see that cold blue eye against the yellow and the green? It's striking. It's kind of like when you see a wall-eyed pony, a real pony, like a horse, you know, one with a blue eye. They can look really weird. It's just an expression that horses get. This pony definitely has a wall eye.
Definitely.
Pretty amazing color scheme,
though.
Reminds me a lot of Magic Star or Wind Drifter. This would have been a really good Green Bay Packers pony a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good.
Geez, there can't be any left. We have to be done by now, right? Oh, no, look at this one. Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, here comes another bow tie. And this one is, like, aqua-colored? Hello.
It's aqua green, lavender hair, blue bow ties.
It's insane. It's blueberry baskets meets bow tie meets, I don't know, periwinkle. Crazy, 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 crazy looking bow tie. Love it, though. I love anything that's like blue, aqua. I love those cool colors. Oh, what am I talking about? I love yellow, too. I love warm colors. I love cold colors. I just love ponies. Pretty much anything that isn't pink, I love it. Wow. Now, they call this green bow tie with purple hair. To me, it's not so much green unless you consider aqua to be green. To me, aqua's always been more blue. Doesn't the word aqua mean water, which is generally blue?
Well, see, that's been a debate amongst people who actually work with colors for years. Is aqua blue? Is aqua green? Because on the color scale, it kind of lands basically almost right in between the two shades on the color
scale. I wish I had my Crayola crayon box out because I could compare her to the blue-green crayon and the green-blue crayon and see which one she's closer to. I'm going to say she's closer to green-blue. Like, she's just slightly more blue than green, but other people,
yeah,
they have different eyes. I don't know, their rods and cones spell it differently to their brains, and they read green where I see blue. Either way, pairing lavender hair with it was definitely not, you know, a choice I would immediately, you know, come to while looking for the perfect color hair for her. But, hey, you know what? It makes her look, it stands her out in the crowd.
Definitely does. Definitely does.
And
you look at her. It's like, hi, I'm here. Oh, of course,
I'm here. I'm bow tie. I'm green or blue. And I've got hair the color of a grape.
Not even a grape.
No, not even a grape. More
it
like
a
grape. I don't know what color that is. What even comes in that color? It's a weird mauve color, isn't it? It's not even really lavender. It's too pinky to be lavender. It's too purple to be pink. So definitely a strange bow tie. Well, if you have them all, you're a very lucky collector because most people don't even see these ponies at all. I would love to have a group shot. I wish the maker of this website had a shot of all of them together. But I guess we can hope and wish for another day.
Definitely, definitely. And so brings us to the end.
Oh, that's it. We're done. We did Columbia. Finito.
Yes.
Fantastic.
We have finally finished them.
Interesting. You know, I tried to email Little Alley Cat earlier today, and it got bounced back at me. There's something wrong with her Hotmail. Anyway, I guess we'll talk to her next week, and we'll remind her of it. I forgot what it was that I emailed her, too. Well, anyway. Hey, we did it. We did it, and we still have a few minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, great. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going on eBay.
I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to avoid eBay.
I'm on eBay and you're not. I'm going to go see what the most expensive pony is right now just to torture you. This is really
okay,
easy
you
to do. Type in My Little. Actually, just skip the My Little because sometimes people list things as My Pretty Pony or they misspell Little.
Ow.
So just type in My Pony.
Oh, you will.
And then search it by highest first and see what you get.
Okay, now I know this is like so off topic, but Monday I went to go put antifreeze into my car and I realized that my power steering fluid cap was missing.
Uh-oh.
And so I had to order it from the dealer because I have a PT Cruiser. And finding certain things for this thing is horrible. When I had gone to pick it up, you know, I told the guy, you know, I had gone to a couple of different stores, you know, where you can buy auto parts at.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't say that to him because, you know, I didn't feel like sound like the stupidest female in the world. I want to sound like at least I knew what the heck I was talking about. And he actually said that most parts made for the PT Cruiser were specifically made for that vehicle only.
Oh, good news, pony collectors. I just went on eBay, and sure enough, there are Colombian ponies up for sale tonight. Yay! So get your tax refunds and get yourself on eBay now and get yourself some fabulous Colombian Shy Pose ponies.
Okay, what's up for sale and for how much?
Mm-hmm. All right, for the low, low price of $349, you can have yourself an orange bow tie with orange hair.
Oh, we didn't have that one.
No, and that's what's so exciting, because we were looking at the bow tie clan, and I swear it was rivaling the AJ clan in sheer numbers, and here comes this gal. Well, too bad you can't go on eBay, Panda Rose, because I would love to show this to you. She's so darn pretty. Come on, you know you want to. Can I give you the auction number?
Okay.
Put the audience on mute for a second, and I'll tell you the number. Or you can just go on eBay and search for Orange Columbia Pony. It'll come up. And the other pony that's up for the low, low price of $449, or best offer, is a white Shy Pose pony with pink freckles and what appears to be fady pink hair. And she has no butt symbol at all, so we don't know who she is. She could be an Applejack, or she could be a bow tie. She could be anything you want her to be. And she comes with a free saddle. How do you like that?
Ooh. Okay, now how did you do your search?
Well, I just typed in, here's how you get to the orange one. Just type orange.
I found the orange one.
Columbia Pony. The other one's listed as Columbia Rare. Rare. Like I like my hamburger rare. R-A-R-A. And there's a picture of her, and she's just all white.
Oh, and there's a baby Pegasus.
Oh, I didn't see that one. Oh, there it is. You mean the star baby, right? We talked about them a few weeks ago. Yep, for the
princess
sum of $349.99, you could be the proud owner of a yellow Pegasus baby with stars. That would make her a baby Bluebell, wouldn't it? And she's
okay,
super shiny.
Okay, this pony has symbols.
Which pony has symbols? The white one?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay, let me take a closer look. I didn't see anything on her. No. Where do you see symbols?
I said she has no symbols, and if you look down in the pictures, her eyes have been completely repainted with acrylic.
Oh, poor pony. Somebody must have wiped her clean. Either that or she just had nothing on her, and then someone decided to give her eyes because they felt bad for her. You know, a talented restorer could probably bring this pony up to code. Pony Bird, what are you doing? Come here. Get some juice. Boy, they get mad when you don't pay attention to them. I know. Trax isn't here, and there's nobody to pay attention to you. The show's almost over. I know.
Edmund, don't feel so bad. I cannot buy any ponies at this point, even with my real huge tax refund, because I decided I was going to quit my job.
Well, it's time for you to do something new, right? That's what you wanted. You wanted a change of scenery. So you got it. So enjoy it. Like I said, enjoy your time off. Oh, I found another Colombian baby. This one is, this one can be yours for $599. It's blue. Let's see who it is.
That's the one I was looking at.
Oh, you didn't see the yellow one? I'm talking about the bright yellow one. I found a yellow one with greenish blue hair.
But do you notice something? They're not showing the symbol on the blue one.
I see the symbol on the blue one.
I see one
stars.
Oh, there we go. Now I see it.
There's like six photos of it posted. They did it from all angles. What a little cutie. I don't know if she's $599 worth of cutie. I guess that's why I'm not getting a Columbia pony anytime soon. I just have, you know, I got plans with that kind of money. If I had $600 to just do anything I wanted with, I think I would, like, take a weekend vacation and go somewhere really cool with the money. I would, like, fly to L.A., go see a concert in the front row, stay in a nice hotel, maybe go out, you know, have a nice dinner, you know, blow $500 on a fun weekend. Oh, this little Pegasus is so cute, though. I do love the green and the blues and the yellows together. You know, like masquerade coloration, so pretty.
That definitely is cute. I definitely agree with that.
I think the seller of the orange pony might have been in the United States, whereas the other sellers are in Colombia. Yeah, I'm right. If you're one of those people that's, like, wary about dealing with overseas, you could deal with a seller in the United States for this orange gal. Great condition, flaws minor. Hair, orange, very nice, soft, but not mint. Well, anytime you're dealing with something this, you know, rare, I guess condition sort of goes out the window. People are just happy to have anything, you know, whatever the condition is. Oh, Panda, are you keeping an eye on the time? We're going to lose our live audience.
Yeah, we're going to lose them in about 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
Oh, we have 3 minutes?
Oh, this is, okay, I have to repeat this for Ms. Gadiman. Because Ms. Gadiman had said, no room for ponies on this year's return. And she goes, it's my fault for having kids. I really love to spoil them.
How many little tax deductions do you have, Mrs. G?
Now, see, if I could count my pony collection as a tax deduction, I would really be very high up on my counting. I would know exactly how many I have.
Oh, if ponies were dependents, you're saying?
Yes.
If only.
If
that was the case, I'd be old Mother Hubbard, you know, living in my cupboard while the ponies take over the house.
Well, I think we do need to say pony goodbye for the live listeners.
Okay, live
listeners.
As always. Listeners, thanks very much for tuning in tonight. And next week we're going to have another exciting show. So please be there. Same pony time, same pony channel. And until then, pony joy to everybody. I wish
and
you lots of luck
next
on your eBay auctions. And don't get sick.
And don't forget to tune in next week for Japan. So till then, pony bye-byes.
Pony bye-byes.
This is Kimono, and you have listened to Pony Talk. See you next week. Bye-bye.
Hey, you know, next week when we do Japan, Kimono should open the show as well as close the show. think we can book Kimono for a whole 2 hours? You want to take the weekend off, Panda, and just have Kimono fill in for you?
I don't think I could possibly arrange for that. You know, she's She's been
busy this time of year.
Yeah, she's upset with me because I did not use her as a model for pony skirts. And she's a little upset.
Yeah, who got to be your model?
It was Diamond Dreams and Petal Blossom.
Petal Blossom? Boy, that is
she was...
Not only did you not pick kimono, but you picked another purple pony in the same pose as her to be the model?
I couldn't find kimono.
I wouldn't be thinking to you either. How dare you? And during Fashion Week, too. Oh, I tell you.
I couldn't find my kimono. Trust me, I looked.
She may never let you live
her
down. Can I tell you about Fashion Week just a moment? Between Valentine's Day and Fashion Week, I have been working 12 hours a day plus for 13 days straight. I can't take it anymore. I don't want to see another flower for at least 48 hours, okay? If I see any flowers, I'm going to just stomp on them. Fashion people, fashionistas pay really well, but they're always under a lot of stress in their very last minute, and they will call you up in a panic, frantic, because somebody forgot to order the flowers for the fashion show after party, and it's happening in 3 hours, and the designer only likes white lilies, so you have to call all over town to find friends that have open white lilies that they're willing to sell you or loan you so that you can fill these vases and speed them up to uptown to get them to the show in time. It's been like this every day. And then on top of that, throw in Valentine's Day and selling 7,000 red roses. Hello.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right. I have my rant. I love my job. I love being a florist. I love turning flowers into feelings. But, you know, it's too much blessings packed into one short week, to be honest. I don't know why they have to put Fashion Week and Valentine's Day together. It's just too much. I love them both, but one on top of another, it's torture. It's kind of like when you used to do the end of the month thing. Picture that kind of stress, but like intensified times, you know, every other job that comes up quarter annually, having to do it all at once. Also, I totally got to miss Toy Fair this week. You know, I had an in for Toy Fair. I could have gone in and seen all those prototypes myself, but I couldn't do it because I had to do the flower job. I had an in, okay? Somebody that I work with knows somebody who gets in there. They have a booth, and they needed people to dress up as zombies. So I can do that. You know me. I'm like the Halloween chick. All I would have to do was show up at, like, 7:30 in the morning dressed as a zombie, and I could have, like, a job for the day at the toy fair and done whatever I wanted. And I couldn't do it because I had appointments all day with the flowers. I'm so bummed out. Next year, I think I might just book a vacation or something. I might have to just miss Valentine's Day and tell them that I'm going away. I'm going to tell them I'm going to Guam for the week and just sneak off and go to Toy Fair instead.
There you go. Well, see, at least at your job, they appreciate you. At my old job, now I have to ensue a fight in regards to my last paycheck.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they did.
Well, I hope that works out for you. It's never a fun thing to do, battle to get that last check or that last bit of whatever it is that you're due.
I got my last check. They took something out that legally they could not. They took out insurance, and they termed my insurance the day before my last day.
Well, like I said, good luck with fighting them for it. You know, it stinks. But if you persevere with it and you just are nudgy enough about it, hopefully you'll come out on top. It's going to become a battle of wills.
It's going to become a battle of you either pay me what you owe me or the Board of Labor will be in here.
Well, there you go. You have to know where your legs are to stand on and who to call and who, you know. A lot of people, they don't bother because they don't know. They don't know their rights. They don't know how to get themselves out of the situation. And that's how they get stuck, you know. It's good that you know who to call and stuff.
Oh, yeah, I've already got everything. I've even got the paperwork. All I got to do is fill it out.
And it's like, bring it on.
It's like, yeah, sure, try and not give me my $160. Yeah. It's don't know.
No, you know how many ponies you could buy with $160? All right. Well, look, I hate to do what you do to us almost every week, but I got to do it. I'm so tired. If I don't go to sleep, I'm going to fall asleep on the air.
Because I was going to say, take a look at your email real quick.
This is so not fair. All right, I will look at my email. NJ Pony Meet. All right, I'm coming. I have to sign in. I have a message. Oh, it's a link. Oh, look what you made. It's Diamond Dreams. The Petal Blossom. And they're modeling your lovely crochet work. Awesome stuff.
And see,
oh,
yes,
I
am.
You braided the hair, too. Huh? Oh.
Yes,
oh, your
Diamond
Dreams are prettier than mine.
Well, that's the Diamond Dreams I had gotten that was mint. That is still in the bag that I open up to sniff.
Yep, she's amazing. Can't go wrong with Diamond Dreams. She's just a perfect, perfect pony. Really is. She'd look good wearing anything, too, you know? She's just dynamite. Good choice for a model. Kimono's still sulking, but my goodness, you couldn't have gone wrong with that as a model. Fabulous. Gorgeous.
Yeah, unfortunately, it doesn't work with G2. They're just too gosh darn skinny.
Too skinny!
the skirt would become, I don't know, a clown dress.
Well, you can play around with it. Once you get a basic pattern down for something, that's the beauty of, like, needlework. You can just mess around with it and just try new things and embellish.
No, actually, with that, it stays that same size. There is no making it smaller.
Well, lovely work, and I hope you have good luck with that. And I hope you have a wonderful weekend.
I hope you have a good one, too.
Oh, thanks. I'm going to sleep for a day. And then, well, I'll catch you next Friday in Japan.
See you then.
All right. Good night. Bye-bye.
Good night. Bye-bye. Is that it? Are we alone? Yes, we are. We are alone. Well, till next week, pony bye-byes.